Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm going to open up the chat room. And we'll chat. If you have something you want to promote, post in the chat room and I'll say it. Okay, here goes the chat room. To join the chat room, go to BTR Radio. Register with BTR Radio. Give yourself a self-promoting name. That always helps me to know who you are. And I will promote you. Okay, I'm opening up the chat. And I don't know what we want to start with today. I don't know. This is current and in the news. Why don't we start with this, Lucy Arnaz.
Not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year, and there's a reason. The season never closes there. Love and music you'll find everywhere. People always having fun down there. So come along. I'm on my way to Cuba. That's where I'm going. Oh, Cuba. That's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing and where dark eyed stellas light their fellas, panatellas. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in Cuba.
That's always fun. And I don't know what we're in the mood for today. Okay. Let's see. Are we in the mood for comedy, music? I don't know. I always like the Apple Sisters. Let's hear the Apple Sisters.
Our country's war torn. Our boys are forlorn. We will fight. We will stand. We will hide our inner woman. Gonna zip up our vest and pull up our hair. Gonna squish down our chest, fight the boss down there.
Put it in the key of man, Jerome. No, lower.
We're men. Fight for freedom.
made a left.
We flex our pets with our hair with gel. If we need a drink, we drink from a well. Hello, ladies.
I'm Harry.
Dick. If we seem queer, don't act, don't tell. We're men. And we're fighting. We fight for freedom for all. We're men. We're uniting. We answer the justice call. We're men.
Whoa.
And we're fighting. We're men.
Whoa.
And we're fighting. We're men. And we're fighting. We're fighting for freedom for all.
In your face song.
And now the comedy reflections of my young friend, Flip Wilson.
Everyone knows that Christopher Columbus discovered America, right? Everybody knows it. Even a dropout knows that Christopher Columbus discovered America. The thing is that very few people know that as a kid, this was all Columbus would talk about, discovering America. In fact, let me give you my concept of Christopher Columbus's discovery of America. See? Columbus lived as a kid in a little town with his mother and father. That was cool. He wasn't working. Had to live with his mother and father. As a kid, this was all he would talk about. The neighbors thought he was off his cookie. And he'd come by, he'd be there in the yard there playing, and they'd lean over the fence and they'd say, Christopher Columbus, what are you going to do when you're grown up? And he'd say, I'm going to discover America. Listen, you better cut that out. You know there isn't any America. You know the world is square. Chris would say they sure are. At 35, when he'd gotten out of grammar school, he arranged an audience with the Queen, Queen Isabel, Isabel Johnson. The Queen's name, Isabel Johnson, and she asked him about this America project, and Chris tells her, if I don't discover America, there's not going to be a Benjamin Franklin. Or a Star-Spangled Banner in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And no Ray Charles. When the Queen heard no Ray Charles, she panicked. The Queen said, Ray Charles! You gonna find Ray Charles? Is he in America? Chris said, sure, that's where all those records come from. The Queen's excited. She's running through the halls of the castle, screaming, Chris gonna find Ray Charles! He's going to America on that boat. What you say? Chris is fucking on. She wrote him out a traveler's check. Chris runs to the local Army Navy store. He buys 3 used ships, 2 pair of fatigues, some shades. Then he got his supplies for the trip. He bought 2 chicken sandwiches, 5 cases of booze, and a small 7-up. Small soda. He brought a small soda. 7 small sodas. Then he's ready to leave. Photographers and the reporters are all at the pier to see him off. All the girls are there, they're excited and screaming, goodbye, Columbus. He's gone on that boat. He's gone to America. Isabel was there, and she'd open one of those bottles of booze. Isabel's saying, Chris gonna find Ray Charles. I said, be cool, Isabel. Will you be cool? Then he turns to the first mate. He said, weigh anchor. About 10 minutes later, the guy said, 7,482 pounds. Chris said, look, just put it in the boat, okay? Don't weigh it, just put it in the boat. When he'd gotten out of the harbor, first mate said, Chris, which way is America? Chris said, I don't know. We're gonna have to sail around when we bump into it. So we better go this way. If we go that way, we'll sail off the edge like them other guys. 100 days later, the men are ready to mutiny. Chris has been goofing. He's been going through a bit like, back up, make a right, watch out for the edge. First mate says, come here, Chris. So Chris, look at me when I'm talking to you. So the men are ready to mutiny. The cabin boy said that if you don't find America in 2 days, he's going to give you a shot in the mouth. Right then, a piece of wood floats by the ship. Chris said, there's a piece of wood. So we're not far from America. That's American wood. And I know American wood when I see it. First mate said, why don't you cut that out? It's a piece of the ship. They're breaking up on us. Right then, the guy in the mast yells, land ho! Chris said, what does that mean? So that means he sees land. Chris said, well, pull over. Pull over. Maybe that's America. You guys are going to pass right by. They don't even know America. That is America. So look at all those spacious skies. Those amber waves of grain. Just dig that purple mountain's majesty. I bet there's fruit out there on the plain. It's a big holiday in America that day. Big holiday called Not Having Been Discovered Yet Day. All the Indians on the beach there celebrating. They got sandwiches, six packs, three or four bags, whatever it is they're putting in the pipe. Chris leans over the side of the ship. He says, hey, yo, where is this? Very attractive little Indian girl says,
why? What's your name? What you want coming around here in them ships?
He said, my name's Christopher Columbus. I'm out discovering. So I'm going to discover America. I'm going to discover y'all. The little Indian girl says,
we don't want to be discovered. You can't discover nobody if they don't want to be discovered. You better discover yourself away from here.
First mate says, Chris, they're hostile. Chris says, yeah, and they're mad, too. Said, well, we're going in there anyway. That's America. They can't keep us out of there. Let down the longboat. And they let down the longboat, which was really a short boat on the side of the big boat. They called it the longboat because they had a peewee boat, but they weren't going to use that. And they pile on the boat, they're heading into the shore, and men are laying down the boat because the Indians are throwing rocks and spears, flaming arrows, tree trunks. First mate said, Chris, we better not go in there. Those Indians are crazy. Chris said, turn the boat around. We'll leave. We'll make a map and give it to the pilgrims. Pilgrims will fix their wagon.
Gunberg. I love her. She's so talented. How can the world not know about her? She is amazing. Hey, it's George Bettinger's in the chat room. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Yes, it's true, George. My Cinementia show is coming up. It's part of the One Festival, and it's at the Puerto Rican Traveling Theater. That will be April 28th at 8 p.m. and May 1st at 2 p.m. The One Festival. Okay, I'll be doing my show, Cinemencia, 304 West 47th Street. It's easy. Just if you Google Cinemencia, the One Festival, and then order my tickets that way. You want to catch those shows? They're going to be funny. All righty, George Bettinger. Thanks for tuning in. George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. Okay, George, I was looking on here to find you. On my switchboard. Oh, it used to be so easy. Don't forget my show, and you can get my CDs on CD Baby.
Say to say goodbye, and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
sang it as she tucked me in when I was 93.
Who was that bum?
Betty Jo Tucker tomorrow will be featuring Kevin Costner's, his films and performances. You want to check that out. Movieattic Headquarters every full Tuesday at 4 p.m. And George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. So you have Guest 104 has logged in. Hello, Guest 104. Where are you listening from? Type it in. Okay, moving right along. Always fun. Oh, George, this one's for you. I got to dedicate this song to George, but here we go.
Good evening. I'm Madeline Kahn. There are those who would say that Berlin's perhaps most charming songs were written when he was quite young, such as the following example, which I will sing for you. Johnny was bashful and shy. Nobody understood why. Mary loved him. All the other girls passed him by. Everyone wanted to know how she could pick such a bow. With a twinkle in her eye, she made this reply. He's not so good in the crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised.
Was the George Bettinger. Big lady. Madeline Kahn. Love. Very good, very good. All right. Can you believe how fast the show goes? All right, well, we're just going to end it soon. So, geez, I'm looking for something that's a minute long. Well, okay, what? George Bettinger, the Mom Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dreamstream Radio. Okay, the Betty Joe Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. every Tuesday. And don't forget, I have my show, Cinementia. You can Google it. And that would be a good thing to do, right? Here's something that's a minute.
Say,
so check me out.
Man, that's
thank
a peppy rhythm.
My buddy.
I've got the funk
all
in
right.
My trousers for sure.
Show, okay. Thank you. Remember, my CDs are available on.
I like bananas because they have no bones. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin starred in Home Alone. If your dog has tartar, go get him some of those little doggy bones. Yeah, if you got something, something, something rhymes with bones. Yeah, for $8, call a psychic friend on the telephone. If you're going deaf, the doctor makes you listen to tones. My cousin Vinny's got a trailer park in Rome. Ooh, yeah. If you eat some uncooked pork, you'll sit around and moan. Yeah. Oh, do 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 do. Something that rhymes with bones. Yeah.
Okay. This has been Nancy Lombardo. Blog Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in, George. All righty. Have a good day.